It's time once again for Webcomic Action News with news anchor Hitch N. McGetalong.
I'm Hitch N. McGetalong, and now for today's top stories.
In today's top story...
Hitch.
Yes, what is it?
You got a little hay on your lip there, dude.
You interrupted the newscast to tell me that I've got hay on my lip?
Well, I don't want you to look stupid in front of the audience, man.
This is a radio show. I won't look stupid.
Well, I don't want you to sound stupid.
I'm not going to sound stupid either.
Okay. Your call, man.
Today's top story. I approached the Southcast Radio Network. I'm sorry, I'll read that again. I approached the Southcast Radio. Alright, so it will make me sound stupid. Did I get it?
No, it's still there.
Is it gone now?
No, horse dude, it is just, like, still there.
Is it gone now?
Yeah, you got it.
Thank you. Today's top story. iTunes, the Shoutcast Radio Network, which broadcasts many fine websonics, including this one, went multinational today as Anvil, operator of the UtterComics.us mirror site, agreed also to mirror the radio station. When asked why she had agreed to mirror the station, Anvil replied,
"Hey, who are you calling she, man?"
Apparently, it's a long story. UtterTunes also recently announced the opening of UtterTunes 2, the music archive site. Artists from all over the internet were invited to join up with the site and archive their music there. Most artists responded with, "What the heck are you on about?" In Tommy and PJ, Tommy is still very excited about his trip to Quai. However, no one on the planet has yet figured out where planet Quai is. More on that story as it develops, if it develops. In the changing workplace, Orrin Otter gave a touching tribute to Charles Sparky Schultz, saying, "We'll miss you, Sparky." This, of course, begs the obvious question, "Oh, why did you leave us, Sparky? Oh, why? Oh, why? Please, God, why did he have to go? Why?
Hitch, that was supposed to be emotional.
Yes, I'm aware it was supposed to be emotional. I don't do emotional.
Oh, okay.
Why? In other news, Mr. and Mrs. J. Caton, also known as the superheroes J. Shifter and Rainbow, once again trashed their training room in a fit of exuberance. Meanwhile, Halo operatives Shadowclaw, Big Bruiser, and Malaika tunneled to the underground city of the Mole People. Yes, there really is an underground kingdom of the Mole People. It's a comic book universe. They all have underground cities of the Mole People. Don't look at me like that. I don't make this stuff up. On Otter Island, Coastal Patrol officers Gabriel and Neride found their fellow officer Tim the Android dismembered at his home in the Fjord Village. Because Oberon's interdimensional gateway is currently blocked by a band of pirates and shadow creatures, Tim has not yet been taken to his home dimension for repair. It is not yet known at this time who will take Tim's place as the champion, who will combat Skotoris, the leader of the Shadowlings, for control of Otter Island. However, King Midgebill is determined that they will not use the champion being offered by the Nangiel. In Room for One More, Terry Vark, while wandering the corridors of 86711 Prospect Boulevard with his girlfriend, Fafnir Antbear, was forced to undergo emergency surgery at the hands of a drunken coyote to remove an arrow which was stuck in his leg. Though confident in his own abilities, the drunken coyote accidentally moved his thigh bone by mistake. Mr. Vark appears to be in reasonably good condition following the surgery, except that his right leg is a little bit floppy. In Castle Horsetooth, the knight Sir Fluorin suffered minor injuries while sparring today. The injuries were a result of an illness which caused Fluorin to have poor concentration and thus hold his sword backwards while sparring. In Majimals, there is still no word on the missing Snuckle which was abducted from the zoo. However, I did manage to get a really cool brown gem card for my Amulet of Zubablios. It's a cool card. You should see it. Really. In Orin's Monastery, Pastor Orin Otter received a rather large surprise when he returned from his gardening chores to his office to find the entire crew of the Ottertoons Shoutcast radio station in his office. The DJs and technical crew explained that the station had been flooded out, and so they were forced to move into their employer's office at the monastery to continue broadcasting. In related news, the addition of recording and broadcasting equipment at St. Fred's Cathedral has prompted the creation of a new websonic, the Fursome Foursome. Wait a minute. How old is this story? I don't think that this was typed on yellow paper originally. Yeah. Give me that story over there. The one that looks new. All right. Thank you. Ahem. It was a sad day for the Fursome Foursome as Rabbi Kuhn bemoaned the passing of the prophet Moses. However, 1 month has passed, and now Joshua has smitten the Canaanites and established the land of Israel. Are you sure this is the new one? Okay, well, on to the next story. Dateline 1656. The town of Nimfield in the county of Cusick is still experiencing the Nadger Plague, but you already knew that. A minor medical emergency at Webcomic U, as beloved absurdist character Floyb was found to be suffering from extremely low blood sugar levels. The absurdist character believed that he was a slide projector. Student reporters on the scene report that Floyb has been fed and no one can tell any difference. This just in. At Orwell's gas station, nothing important happened. Okay. That being the case, this just out. In the webcomic Banzaiaki, the Enchanted Grove continues to exist in a state of bliss and harmony. Boy, it's getting to be a really slow news day. And now for a change of pace, here is the weather with guest weatherman Mustard the Ninja.
Yes, hello, I'm Mustard the Ninja, and this is the weather for the internet. Halfway around the world, we will be experiencing 12 hours of daylight. And on the other side of the world, there will be a simultaneous 12 hours of darkness, moving slowly westward. Yes, indeed, and the moon will definitely be in the sky sometime during this 24-hour period. Some parts of the world are expected to have rain, some sunshine, others snow, and others still something completely different. But none of that really matters on the internet. On the internet, there is a guaranteed 100% chance of electrical activity.
I can scarcely believe that he and I went to the same university. That's all for Webcomic Action News. Good night, and good night.
This has been Webcomic News with Anchorman, Hitch, and McGitalong.
Fuzzy Butt.
What?
The show's over. Do the dee 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 things.